Sorry, whenever you
answer. Lauren.
Will you speak and spell your name for us, please?
It's Veronica, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A, Montoya, M-O-N-T-O-Y-A, Salt Lake City Police Detective.
Tell us what's been going on here this evening.
So we had a bank robbery happen, a U.S. bank about 2300 East, 2100 South. Mel White entered the bank. He claimed he wanted to open a checking account. One of the bank tellers was helping him. At some point, he showed the clerk something that she believed to be an explosive device. He demanded money. The clerk, of course, complied. The male left the bank with an undisclosed amount of money. Our robbery detectives were called out. We were able to locate a car. That's why we're here in this area, KUED parking lot. In the car, they were able to find items from the bank robbery. So we believe that we have a good lead. There's a person of interest we're looking for now.
Can you tell us his name?
Yes. The person of interest is Curtis Crosby. He is 30 years old. We're in the works of getting a photo out to the public. Anybody who may have any information is more than welcome to give us a call, and we will definitely follow up on the leads. Detectives believe that he may have been headed to the track station, so those are locations that we're looking at now.
Is he a University of Utah student? What other information do we have about Mr. Crosby?
We don't have a lot. Again, we're just calling a person of interest at this time, because of some of the items that were found in a vehicle that we believe he was in possession of.
So in the vehicle itself, there was no money from the bank or...
I don't have the details because it's still under investigation. A lot of those items they'll probably use in the case. So definitely if detectives are wanting at least the public to know this person of interest, there's probably some good probable cause in that vehicle.
Do we know if the vehicle belongs to the person of interest?
I do not believe it belongs to him, but he was in possession of it.
So you're only looking for one individual, not several?
Nope, at this time it's just one person, yes.
And what's going on behind us here with the, is it the bomb people that have arrived on scene?
Yeah, again, the items that were in the vehicle, they'll probably call out crime lab. Everything is going to be picked apart piece by piece. Again, doing an investigation on those items and it being tied somewhat to possible explosives, then that's a precaution that we will take.
Tell me how the scene set up here originally. Did you have people in the building shelter in place? How did everything kind of transpire once you realized the device or the vehicle was here?
I believe that they did block off the area. There's a very heavy police presence here right now. The details of exactly where, what point we're at in the investigation, I don't have. Just it's still ongoing.
So, do you know that the university put out an email to all their students? Are you aware of that?
I'm not.
Okay.
So they've been listing these alerts, telling people to stay away from the area. If there is a dangerous person per se, perhaps in this area. What would you say about this person? Do you believe that he is a threat?
Well, you know, we're never can be too safe, so we're just taking precautions, and it's better to put those precautions in place. And again, blocking off the area is number one right now. If we are working with University of Utah Police, because this is their area, and may I say?
Who else is out here besides University of Utah PD? You guys?
Robbery detectives are out here as well.
FBI?
Have people been allowed to leave that broadcast facility behind us? Are they allowed to head out, or are they kind of still stuck in there?
That's a really great question. Sure. I will definitely find out for you.
Where's the vehicle?
The vehicle, I just know it's in this parking lot just north of us.
Can you give a description of the vehicle?
I don't even know myself.
You don't know it.
Nobody was injured at the bank. Nobody was...
No injuries. Medical was not called out. Again, I'm sure it's stressful for the bank employees.
Did he take the device with him, or did he leave it at the bank?
The device. I don't know. That's part of the investigation as well.
Where do you guys go from here? What happens now?
So right now we'll put out to the public our person of interest, and if you see him tonight, again, we're thinking maybe the track line, definitely give us a call. 801-799-3000 is our non-emergency. Of course, if you see him, we don't want you to... confront him, dial 911 definitely, and we'll have officers in route to see if that's our suspect. Yeah.
In lieu of getting a photo of this suspect out, can you give us a kind of a general description of what he looks like, what you're looking for?
As described at the bank, he was approximately 6 feet tall, white male. Again, our person of interest is in his 30s, so I'm assuming he's in his 30s. He had on a fake goatee, a fake beard, and a very large cowboy hat, sunglasses. So a lot of facial features are not identifiable from just looking at the photo. That's kind of the description that was given by the bank.
He seems to fit the description in the mugshot from the U.S. Bank over in Holiday just 2 days ago.
That's definitely something that we'll look at.
What happens in this area now? How long do you think it might be closed off? Hours or nights?
Again, it just depends on what they've found in the car. All of that's still under investigation. I would at least say a couple of more hours, definitely. I know we've had a few calls in from the public already, so we'll just see where this leads us to the rest of the night.
Do you think this was his intentional place for him to take off, or do you think he just got spooked and dumped the car and ran?
That's a great question. That's definitely part of our investigation.